Today is Monday, January 6th. David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held this Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. John's are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, is assisting the family with arrangements. For David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanek, 92, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanek, 92, of Muscadet. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, January 11th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca, died Wednesday at her home in Evansville. Private funeral services will be held at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held at a later date. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet, died Thursday in his sleep. A graveside service and celebration will be held in North Freedom in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet.